So you ventured into Manhattan yesterday, huh?
Yeah. My sister and I went. She had to pick up some things at various places. And
do you get scared of the big city when you come to visit the rest of us in Manhattan?
No.
Oh.
But we went to Applebee's to eat.
Uh-huh.
And in the booth behind us, there's two people only sitting in the same booth, like the same side of the booth, and they are practically on each other's laps eating, and like their arms were the arms that were together, they were locked together.
Oh.
And they were like, her head was on his shoulder and they were eating like that.
Were they sharing a meal, do you know?
No.
They each had their own.
Uh-huh. It's like, you can't take, you know, a half hour at the most not to touch each other and just eat, like, and not...
Well, Applebee's is very romantic. It's one of the most romantic places you can hit in Manhattan.
Okay.
You're the one that went to Applebee's, by the way.
So?
There's like a million other places you could have eaten.
Well, my sister...
Try something homegrown. Get adventurous.
My sister wanted to eat there.
Go get Hibachi Hut or...
Because we had
Coco Bolos or something.
But it was just weird because, I mean, can you not be on each other all the time?
Well, that's what happens when you go to Applebee's.
I've never seen that at an Applebee's before.
Oh, that happens all the time at Applebee's. All across the country. I just don't like Applebee's, to be honest.
Oh. They have really good quesadilla burgers.
Uh-huh.
They are.
If I want a quesadilla, anything, it'd probably be a quesadilla something from a Mexican restaurant, not from Applebee's.
Geesh.
What? So I'm anti-Applebee's. So what? Especially, like, okay, if you lived in Manhattan... Right? And went out all the time?
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that an Applebee's appearance every once in a while.
We just...
But seeing how you're never in Manhattan, and then you go to Applebee's, considering all the great restaurants in Manhattan you could have gone to?
We haven't been to Applebee's in, like, a long time.
So,
it's been way over a year. It's probably been a few years.
You were just there last week. I think you're missing my point.
To check out the...
Yes, check out some of the local stuff. Homegrown.
I do.
Give me an example of a place you've been to.
Coco Bolos.
You've never been there.
Yes, I have.
Uh-uh.
I went there on my birthday last year.
What'd you have?
The burrito.
The burrito?
Yeah, the big, ginormous burrito there.
What's inside it?
Burrito stuff?
You don't eat. You've never been to Coco Bolos.
It's been like a year. How can I remember the exact ingredients in their burrito?
And you go to Applebee's or Chili's every other time you go to Manhattan.
I haven't been to Chili's in like 2 years.
Open up your mind, Jerry Ann.
I went to Hibachi Hut.
Try something that wasn't shipped pre-made. I'm just saying there's better options than Applebee's. I'm not saying Applebee's is terrible.
I know.
But for, like I said, for someone who rarely gets to the taste of Manhattan, to choose Applebee's of all places, I mean, come on. You have to admit, it's a little silly. And then to come on and complain about the rationality of someone that goes to Applebee's.
What, they were practically doing it right there.
It's Applebee's. What do you expect?
Not that.
The name of the place is Applebee's. See? You get it now?
No, but...
I think that's as close as we're getting.